This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Beth Nolan is with us from the Board of Education for District 61. Beth, how many of these calls do we have left?
One more after today, Brian.
All right. So when will the new board members be seated?
Monday, May 3rd.
Okay. So we're getting up there. Let me thank you, first and foremost, for your dedication and your public service. I know it hasn't always been an easy ride. Leadership never is. But I thank you and all three of your other fellow board members for your service.
That's nice of you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And, you know, Kendall made some remarks last night at the end of the presentation about the Bold Facility Plan, and I don't know that they could have been more fitting when she said, you know, the four of us are sitting up here a little crispy after these 4 years. You know, we've felt the impact not only ourselves but with our family and our children. We've lost friends along the way. But seeing the work that has been done last night in a compilation, it reinforced to us that our time was well spent.
Okay, I'm looking at the bold update. It's 45 slides, which is an awful lot. it's almost overwhelming to the outsider. What are the takeaways for you? What's the boil it down to the most important, crucial aspects of this that you guys got a chance to see last night?
Well, I think what it told me was that facilities matter. Facilities matter to learning and the learning environment. And when students and teachers and staff are in a building and in space that really fits their work, as opposed to being shoved into closets or having banned in on landing spaces in between in a stairwell, it matters to the learning environment. And I hope that we are going to see good things for years to come as a result of this investment in our facilities.
And through all of the bumps along the way, were you happy last night or satisfied with the presentation? And as you said, having that moment of sort of the realization that this has been a very long time in the works, are you happy?
Yeah, I feel like I was validated. I feel as though, that we made some really hard decisions that previous boards never really could get comfortable pulling trigger on. I mean, we started the presentation last night talking about the FACES committee that went on for, a couple of years. And really, we came in and we said, we're going to get this done. Kendall, had dug up some notes from a meeting that we had prior to us, after our election, but prior to us being seated, with the four of us met along with Brian Hodges, who was one of the current board members at the time. And we spoke about we had a conversation about our ideas, and it was a brainstorming session. And she brought out those notes last night, and a lot of those things have happened. So I feel really proud of that.
What is the process moving forward? There's going to be four new board members. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a new superintendent. What is your job to hand off those responsibility and then the new people coming in along with the three remaining board members? What do you think that is going to look like? And are you concerned about a lag in all of that just because it's going to take time for everybody to get up to speed? And with COVID on top of everything, mm-hmm. it's almost could be a perfect storm. Are you worried about that, or do you feel like that there's a process in place?
I have not been part of any conversation about a process to name an interim superintendent or what that is going to look like in terms of the search. I can say that we have some really amazing administrators across the board who are very good at their jobs. And as long as I think that they can continue to progress with the roadmap that's laid in front of them, I think that will be good. And I think, the board members, everybody has a learning curve. I mean, even if I was to stay for another 4 years, I would still be having a learning curve. You can never know as much as you really need to know to be good at this job. And I think that, the new incoming board members, from what I can see, are eager to learn and eager to make an impact. And I hope that they'll hit the ground running.
All right, Beth. Listen, we really appreciate it. We'll put the link up so people can see all 45 of these slides themselves, the deck, as they call it. And we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time in this capacity. Thank you for being with us this morning. Beth Nolan from DPS 61.
You've been listening to the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit neuhoffmedia.com.